follows will not be broadcast in its present form. None of the material has received official clearance. This is a trial record only.
Hello, Americans. This is Orson Welles. This radio program is brought to you by Lockheed Vega.
Feeling unlimited.
Navigator, the pilot. I'm at the waist gun.
Where are the others?
Blacked out. Oxygen line pooped out.
Hey! This is kind of beginning to look like a piece of lace.
Yeah. I sure hate to get caught in the rain now. That's better. How do you like that, Turkey-Yaki? Discouraging, isn't it?
As it turned back on its homeward journey, a running fight between the bomber and 18 Jap pursuit planes continued for 75 miles. Four ships attacked from each side and were shot down with the side guns. The radio operator was killed, the engineer's right hand was shot off, one gunner was crippled, leaving only one man to operate both side guns. Although wounded, he kept firing, bringing down three more Zeros. While this was going on, one engine went dead, another was shot out, one gas tank was hit, windshield smashed, the radio was shot off, the oxygen system entirely destroyed. Out of 11 control cables, all but four were shot away. The rear landing wheel was blown off. Two front wheels were both shot flat. Two shells left gaping holes in the wing, and part of the tail was shot off. But it landed on its own airfield, under its own power, at night, broken, crippled, but safe. And it would fly again. This is a true story, and there are many like it. That's the story of an American plane that got home, called a Flying Fortress. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have an all-star cast. Introducing Snoozy, Cactus Fell, Rose O'Day, Dry Martini, Birmingham Blitzkrieg, Johnny Reb, and Big Punk. Flying men like their planes too well not to name them. Ever hear of a boat or a horse without a name? Rattler, Phyllis, Baby Doll, Berlin Sleeper, Big Stuff, Alexander the Swoosh, all flying fortresses. That last name is a little confusing, Alexander the Swoosh. A swoosh is a cross between a swan and a goose. Just a pet name, because a flying fortress is just what it sounds like. A fortress that flies. Am I right?
They can't shoot our fortresses out of the air. Brother, they've tried to.
We're out riding the best pursuit ships they've got.
We come home with 1,000 holes, but we come home.
It's built like the Brooklyn Bridge.
We brought down 13 anti-fighters over ruin without losing a plane.
Hey, we've got Gehring so nervous he's eating his medals.
Those boys ought to know. They're the flight crew talking. They're over the target day and night, fighting fog and fire, riding the murderous sky, slugging it out with the best Hitler and Hirohito have to offer. We can take their word for it. Their testimonials are signed in blood.
And did you hear the Flying Ford crew came riding in on the tail assembly?
Yeah, the rest of it was shot away.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to get acquainted with the Flying Fortress. It's your plane, and it's a great plane. You're paying for it. Your sons and husbands are flying it. This is your personal war. You win or you lose, each of you. You're therefore requested to listen. The roots of aviation lead back to poetry and legends and dreamers. The first man to truly experiment on the theory of flight was Leonardo da Vinci, painter, philosopher, scientist, and inventor of the 16th century. He is the man who succeeded in all things but failed in one, to build a machine that would enable man to fly like a bird. Next we come...
Excuse me, Mr. Wells.
Yes?
I don't think I'm given quite the credit I deserve. If we'd had engines in the 16th century, my airplane would have worked.
Leonardo da Vinci? What are you doing at the Lockheed Vega airfield in California?
Well, you see, Mr. Wells, out there in limbo, I can't sleep nice hearing those flying fortresses roar by. I decided to come down and see what the century is up to in aviation.
You've come to the right place, Leonardo. I'd be delighted to show you around. We've made some improvements on your models. May I introduce Rose O'Day? She's a big girl, isn't she? Ready to go places without an escort, too. Yes, Rose O'Day can take care of herself very well. We'd like you to meet the organized miracle of her motor, Mr. Da Vinci. The timing, the pistons, hot in the cylinders, the valves, the wrist pins, the stroke, the bore, the crankshaft, the counterweight, the magneto, spark plugs, gas lines, oil fuses, filters, superchargers, and 1,000 tiny parts down to bolts and nuts and copper pins. How does she sound, Mr. Da Vinci?
A lot of horsepower pulling at the bit. Thousands of horses coiled in the tight cylinders, ready to roar down the roadway of the sky.
Let's hear it.
We've put enough life into your mechanical dream, Mr. Da Vinci. We've given your bird a great heart, and we've given her claws, too. Machine guns and cannons. That's the Roseau Day. That goes to the others. All the others. Proud in their sky. We've built this murderous, beautiful plane, Mr. Da Vinci, because we're fighting for our life. We're at war, and we've got to win.
If you recall, Mr. Wells, in my own experiments with war machines, I laid great stress on armor.
She's got that, too. Armor plate. She can go 300 miles an hour and better, 35,000 feet. She can drop her bombs in a smokestack.
Sounds unbelievable.
The enemy learned to believe it the hard way. They learned to believe the 103-foot wing spread and 73-foot length and 16-foot tail height. About 30,000 separate parts would go into a fortress. 3.5 miles of wiring and lots of rubber. Are you listening in, Adolf? I'll take it all down. If you're waiting for the bomb site figures, the production figures, you won't get them. We can give you a hint, though. Pencil ready? Rate of production on this plane has increased 300% since Pearl Harbor. That hurt, didn't it? Well, put that in your pipe and choke on it. The rest is no military secret. You read the communiques, or should we refresh your memory a bit?
Rouen.
Railroad yards demolished.
Abbeville.
Wrecked airdrome.
Over North Sea. Battled off 20 nasty fighters. Shot down 6. No losses.
Amiens.
15 direct hits on yards.
Rotterdam.
Shipyard blasted.
Mold.
Demolished aircraft factory. 1 fort, down 13 fighters.
Lost up to September 6th. 2 fortresses. All precision bombing at high altitude. 10 to 20,000 feet. Scientific, Mr. Da Vinci. And very deadly. An old American custom. That's not counting the Pacific area. The flying fort that carried MacArthur out of the Philippines. Colin Kelly thanked Aruna with a flying fort. There's New Guinea and the Battle of Midway, where 30 fortresses helped scatter a Jap invasion fleet. And the Solomon. Yes. They're writing history in the sky, and don't think the Axis doesn't know it.
The Emissus Heinz Stratemeyer! Von der Deutsche Stadtrat Friedermachen gegen dieses Flying Fortress!
Flying Fortress!
Yes, it's on their minds, day and night. They're worried. They've seen it, heard it, tasted it. Over Rouen, Cherbourg, Abbeville, yes. Havre, Utrecht, Rotterdam, Bremen, Oxford, Hoona, Bravo, and the points east, west, north, south. They didn't get much sleep this past summer. They're going to get less from now on. It'll be one long daylight of hell. It'll be another deep, only a real one this time, one way. And the forts will be up there like an umbrella.
Hey, just a minute. Where's your visiting bag?
Oh, right in my pocket.
Oh, well, you'd better wear them on the outside, both of you. It's healthier. Your first visit inside the plant?
That's right.
Oh, you interested in statistics?
Very much.
If I may ask, what about the tools?
Oh, you beat me to that $64 question. I was just going to talk about tools. You know, it takes over 200,000 tools to build a flying fortress.
200,000? Mm-hmm. Are there that many?
Well, if there isn't, we make them. If we had more time, we'd keep the fortress out of talk. Just look over there. A wing jig 3 stories high, 1 unit, and here in my hand, 1,000 units. This little grommet is so small, you can lose it under a fingernail. Look, I've got 1,000 of them in my hand.
It's truly an amazing spectacle, this assembly line.
Just an American way of getting things done quickly, Mr. Da Vinci. We did it with the automobiles, now we're doing it with the planes. 24-hour shift, men and women working like bees. Joining the plane together unit by unit. Then the motors are miraculously hoisted down, set in place. Quickly, quickly. Hand thing to say. Let's put it together quickly. We're fighting time. They need this plane somewhere. They need our work. They need our skill, our hands. We understand without whip, without fear or panic. We understand as free men do.
Your plane is ready, Mr. Wells.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Da Vinci, would you like to take a ride in the Flying Fortress?
Mr. Wells, I've been waiting over 400 years for such an opportunity.
That's patience enough. We're delivering this one to England in point secret.
You mean direct?
From factory to front, with stopover, of course, to check gas, oil, and water and have the windshield clean.
I am ready.
Good. First, let's meet the crew.
Not all those men.
Well, not quite. 18 of them are ground crew, bomb supply and mechanics who know their jobs and keep the plane in vitamin shape here in front of the flyers. Takes 9 men to fly for it. Baseball team. Step out, boys, and meet Mr. Da Vinci.
Bombardier. I sit in a plastic glass nose with a secret bomb sight and 2 machine guns. Just in case. I lay the ace. TNC.
Navigator. I sit in back of the Bombardier. I shoot the sun and stars and anything else that comes by.
And you, sir?
I'm the high man. I watch the instruments. I bring baby home, or what's left of her.
I'm the co-pilot. If we're both out, she flies herself home, we hope.
4 of us take care of the center of the plane, more or less. 2 radio men, 2 engineers. We also double on brass. You know, the kind bullets come in.
Well, that leaves 1 more.
I'm a tail gunner, way out in center field.
What's your job?
I give him a kiss to death and knock him down with all I got. Wonderful view back there, but lonely.
Ready to go, Mr. Wells.
Oh, thanks.
Up the flight, Mr. Da Vinci.
I'm a little suspicious about the center of gravity, but I guess you'll fly.
Get into those parachutes, boys. Regulations.
Okay.
All set.
We're falling, Mr. Wells.
We leave the ground. This huge monster of metal, heavier than a building, rising with the ease and liberty of birds. The plane quivers, breaks with the earth. These thousands thundering horses gallop through the marvelous air, and we're free. We defy the sun, and earth friction. The motors beat like a giant single heart. Man has learned to control the sky. Man is at the helm of his century. Man can make assassins out of angels, so he may live in freedom. He is well armed. He is lightning, riding the air. He is the stroke of thunder. Eastward to the mountains, the Rockies, Nevada, Wyoming, straddling the Wasatch over the teeth of the Big Horn, the mighty ranges, into the latitude of timber toward the origin of rivers, then the brushwood, the green states, the golden states of wheat and corn, Nebraska, Iowa, eastward towards the city with their thunder of machines and the giant promises. Over the steel states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, over the coal and iron areas, over home, Kansas, Missouri. This plane is to you, Illinois. Your steel is our wings. We fly for your protection. This fortress is the armor for your avenue. This plane is your promise to the free world. Virginia, Carolina, Dakota, Wisconsin, we fly over you. Take your greeting with us. Bring the name America to the burning land. We bring the hope that name is. Over New England, over industry, past the 45th meridian and the white beachhead and the blue Atlantic beneath. Speed, speed onward into the night, tall flying fortress. Oh, living answer to the eyes of nations. Stay waiting, England, in Africa, in China, in the heroic streets of Stalingrad. The free people wait and watch the sky for your coming. The people enslaved pray for your coming. Fly well. Honor to your wings, your motor. Honor to the hands which built you, the workers, the men and women. Honor to our allies who receive these. Honor to the brave airmen who ride daily into battle, who perish in flame and water. Honor to the pioneers of the air, the dreamers, the builders. Honor to all, and victory.
Dream new designs and perfect them. Sweat over drawing boards. Build and rebuild. Work months, years, even decades to improve single models. That's how America's great aircraft makers got their know-how. The creative ability that is a vital big gun in this nation's arsenal today. For there's no ersatz for know-how, no shortcut, no mathematical formula. Aircraft design is an art that thumbs its nose at slide rules and mathematical projections. Know-how puts quality into an airplane. and mass production makes airplanes in quantity. Today, America's pioneering aircraft makers are sharing their know-how with other wizards of mass production, men with a genius for turning out anything from pianos to planes in thousands instead of tens. Lockheed and Vega are proud to be members of this pioneering band of aircraft makers that leads the world in creative ability and design. Proud to have know-how that even now works to perfect still greater planes for tomorrow, while their warcraft of today serve in the battle forces of the United Nations.
Well, our time's up now. Next week, we're going to tell you one of the biggest stories of the war. The story of Army transport. Please listen. Until then, good night, Americans.